Okay, is my understanding of First Noble Truth correct in that it doesn't deny enjoying things in life but points to their temporary nature and underlying unsatisfactoriness once enjoyment ceases? Can I be a Buddhist and still enjoy my chocolate? Well, talking to monks who have chocolate forms a part of their life. Absolutely. That sense of, I mean, there's enjoying things, and there is having to enjoy things, there's two different things. So that that having to enjoy it is having to enjoy it, having to get it, having to possess it, having to seek it in order to enjoy. That's where it gets complicated. In enjoyment of a very simple, natural thing is quite ordinary. I always try to point to, I mean, the Buddha was very practical, in our rules of discipline, the Buddha kind of mandates and advises us using toothwoods for in those days toothbrushes and whatnot, and all the different things. I'm trying to think of that Philips thing, the electric toothbrushes.
The Sonicare,
yes. they didn't have those in the Buddha's time. And the Buddha, one of the reasons, there are many different, there's about five different reasons for using toothwoods, but one of the reasons is that it helps food taste better. So you just keep your teeth clean, keep your mouth clean, food tastes better. That's a normal enjoyment of things.